Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I sing a verse of it. Some will be familiar, and some probably not. But they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today we're going to be talking about the 12 Days of Christmas, probably one of the longest Christmas songs that you know. If you know a longer one, please let me know, because this song can last absolutely forever. But it's a lot of fun. There are various interpretations and legends associated with the symbolism of each of the gifts in the 12 Days of Christmas, and not a lot of answers as to what it actually means. But so take the interpretation that you like and just have fun with it. The lyrics of the song describe the various gifts given by a true love over 12 days of Christmas. That begins on Christmas Day and ends on the eve of Epiphany, also known as Twelfth Night. So it's not the 12 days leading up to Christmas, it's actually Christmas and 12 days afterwards. And 11 days afterwards. So those are the 12 days of Christmas. Each verse of the song adds a new gift, beginning with a partridge in a pear tree and ending with 12 drummers drumming. There have been so many rumors and theories about what each of the gifts mean. But most scholars just agree that the lyrics are simply a fun and whimsical representation of the extravagant gift-giving that is popular around Christmas. The author of the song is unknown, but it definitely comes from England and probably comes from the English countryside. Some historians have also attributed the song to a French origin, but it's really just unclear. So if you do want to take a religious bent about interpreting the 12 symbols that are represented in the 12 days of Christmas, here's one interpretation. The partridge in the pear tree is Jesus Christ, who died on a tree and whose birthday is celebrated on Christmas Day. The two turtle doves are the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. The French hens are the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. The four calling birds are the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Five golden rings are the five books of the Old Testament. Five first books of the Old Testament, known as the Pentateuch. The geese laying are the 6 days of creation in the book of Genesis. The seven swans a-swimming are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that are listed in the Bible: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and the fear of the Lord. The eight maids a-milking are the eight beatitudes, or blessings, that are listed on in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed be Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the earth, for example. The nine ladies dancing are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit listed in the Bible: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. 10 lords a-leaping are the 10 commandments. The 11 pipers piping are the 11 faithful apostles of Jesus Christ, not counting Judas, who betrayed him. And then the 12 drummers drumming are the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. So, whether you believe that that was it and that it was trying to teach something about Christianity through it, great. If not, it can just be a fun song about gift giving. And here is just a little bit. I'm not going to sing the whole thing. I'll start at the 12th day of Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Thank you for listening, and may God bless us, everyone.